The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, this is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Hate flow through you, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hernando Diablo.
And this week, we're taking on cheap people.
Your own people?
Hey. It's not that kind of hate flowing through us. Joining us this week is the guitarist for Leota and the COO of Lousy Weather Media, the network that we're on, and co-host of the main show, Paul Wolf.
Hey, guys. I'm actually the CFO.
The CFO.
Yeah, I control the money, so good thing we're talking about tipping today.
Yes, we are. It's a good thing. I messed up one of the letters. Now Sean's going to kill me.
Yeah,
you're off the fired. Network. We're
fired. Way to go, guys.
Way to fuck up in front of the boss here.
Yeah, F is for fired.
Well, I'm on this, so he's definitely not going to listen.
That I can definitely confirm.
Yeah, sure.
We're gonna call this one I Can't Read Episode 200.
That's the blowout. Hell yeah.
You just got to get those numbers up.
Yeah, nice.
All right, Paul, why do you hate people that don't tip?
Well, I did want to pose the question to you guys. Now, there's obviously different things that people tip for. Like, you go to the bar, like, you guys tip, like, a dollar a beer or something like that.
Yeah.
You go to a restaurant, you tip 20%. Like, I mean, like, I just don't like people that don't tip just because I feel like it's rude. You're paying for a service and also usually tipped employees, which I'm considered, but I don't get, like, that wage.
Yeah,
right.
Like, the lower wage. but, like... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, that's how I make a living. That's how I pay my bills. And one guy did tell me, I was like, if you'd like to put a tip, you can right here. And then, like, total and then sign. And he's like, you want a tip, get a better job.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, that one's
ballsy, dude.
I was like, thanks, sir.
I think the worst part about it, because I was a delivery guy for a while. And I think the worst part about it is that you can't fucking say anything if you want to keep your job.
Most definitely.
And then, you know, you go back, like, pizza delivery guy. It's like, you go back and you bitch about it. And you have, like, sometimes you have the asshole fucking boss who's like, well, they're not obligated to tip you. Fuck you, motherfucker. Watch me drive real goddamn slow now.
Right.
And I don't, like, if I'm not going to get tipped, I don't give a fuck.
True, yeah. And I mean, like, you even, like, know certain areas and you're like, well, I'll take these three first before I hit here because, I mean, obviously I'm not getting tipped anyways.
Right. Yeah. It's the worst feeling too because that's how you make your living.
Yeah.
And some people just don't care or don't understand that.
I don't really understand, like, the tipping etiquette that people are taught. Like, some people, I notice that if I deliver to someone that is, like, a tipped employee, they usually tip, like, $6-$7.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys, like, tip pizza, do you guys eat pizza a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right on.
Look at us. Of course we do.
Do you get delivery a lot or do you pick up?
I mean, I don't drive, so I get delivery. And right, I'm lazy. I mean, let's fucking just not split hairs here.
I mean, it used to be once a week I'd get a pizza delivered when, like, I'd be hanging out with Camille, but that's dropped since I'm unemployed. But, yeah, it was, like, once a week I get just a cheese pizza delivered from Gyro, and I usually tip the guy, like, $4 or $5.
Okay, right on. So one pizza, you tip, like, $5. That makes sense. I mean, like, I don't really take it as, like, you should tip, like, according to the bill. Like, 20% of your bill, like, should be tipped. I don't make the food. I'm just driving there.
Yeah.
But the wear and tear in the car and all that stuff like that, like, obviously you're like, it'd be nice. Or, like, it's a snowstorm. I could die.
You know?
Yeah.
Delivering some cheesy bread, like, blow my brains out already, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always try to tip well with delivery drivers because I know the deal. But, you know, I over-tip. I think it's overcompensation because I'm Jewish. It's like, no, you're not going to look. Anti-Semitism has to be fought in the trenches.
So, you know. Here's $5, sir.
Yeah.
I like your funny hat.
In the trenches, not in the gulag.
Yeah, not in the gulag. So like at the bar, like I'll tip $2 on a drink.
Yeah, I mean, oh, really? I'll tip a dollar a drink.
Yes.
But if you're one of those bars who's, and it's a lot of sports bars, if you're one of those bars that if I'm going to open up a tab and you're going to take my card,
mm-hmm.
all right, that's fine. Now you just went to a 20% tip, which you would have made a fuck ton more on.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask, like, that's what I do. If I give a card, I do 20% because yeah. I can't keep track of how many drinks I've had.
I drink way too much to do
yeah,
that.
Very true. Yeah, same here. So, yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that tipping etiquette, like, when you're at a bar. And then, like, same thing with, like, waitresses. Like, you see them get treated like shit all the time, or, like, mm-hmm. waiters or whatever. I mean, like, and giving, like, 10%, even people... All right, so service is bad, right?
Right.
Now, do you guys tip less according to service?
It depends on how bad it is, but, yeah, I mean, if it's... If I can tell the person's busy and it's not their fault yeah. that, you know, that it's, you know, I'm still going to generally do, like, 20%. If there's a problem, 15. If you fucking suck, you're getting 10. I won't not tip you, but you're nice. Getting 10.
That's good.
The worst tip I have ever left somebody is a condom, a cigarette, and a quarter to call someone who cares, and a note explaining.
Was
but no,
the condom
like,
open?
No.
It wasn't okay, right on.
It was you. It was soiled.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like me though, like my father and my mother both, like I was taught. Tip well. Like, yeah. that's how you, like, if they see you again, they're going to take care of you.
Yeah, definitely. And that is a huge thing is, like, if you do tip well, you probably will get better service, like, no matter what, yeah. especially if you're a regular somewhere.
Well, it was important to me when I got into comedy because, you know, I'm going to a lot of the same places over and over again that I have to tip well because, you know, I say vile shit. So it's like I'm less likely to get thrown out of the bar yeah. if I'm tipping. But it's also like, you know, if you're in any kind of art and you're going to a venue and you don't tip, you're fucking up because, you know, the only reason that you're still able to do a show there is because they're making money and that includes the bartender.
Most definitely. I mean, that's how they make their money too. I mean, it's mostly like the bar and stuff like that. Usually like shows are free that, especially the ones that we play and stuff, like we'll get drink tickets and I'll ask bartenders, I'm like, so do people like. Do bands tip a lot? Like when they get drink tickets, they're like, yeah, usually never. I was like, wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
You're already getting free drinks. Why not give a dollar or two?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been to places. There are some times where, now, admittedly, this isn't much of a problem for me as much because I don't drink anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But like the best example I can think of is Sean Boyd used to run a show at the Nut House. And the Nut House is like, they get like a crowd that just does not tip at all, apparently.
Okay.
So... you know, and we weren't getting free drinks, but I was getting paid. So if it's a situation like that, where like this money that is coming to me at the end of the night, like I'll throw out like something to the bartender or the server if I'm in a comedy club, like that's the deal. Like after I get paid, then I'll tip you out.
Okay.
But while the night's going on, I ain't tipping you shit. Cause I've got like, you know, I got to keep track of everything. And like, I tend to look at, especially if I've got a week at a club, you know, then I'll tip you out at the end of the week when I get paid.
Are they aware of that when you're working?
At the comedy club, yes.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
That's like standard practice. Like, you know, you get tipped out at the end of the week when we get paid. Because,
oh, all right.
Like, a lot of us are living, like, payment to payment. But they don't, if you're going to a shitty bar show, which the Nut House was, they don't know that shit. So this guy got an attitude with me because I didn't tip him. And I was like, Sean, please explain to this man like that he gets tipped out at the end of the night when we get paid. like, because I'm about to lose my shit at him and I don't want to fuck up your show.
So he actually got like shitty with you?
Yeah, he got shitty with me. And like,
that's not one a place... way to go get a good tip, though.
Oh, very true. That's one place that like tipped employees can be a dickhead is at a bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, I was a bartender for like a few months and it was like in a shitty fucking neighborhood and a lot of people tip really well. I mean, especially cause I was a good bartender. Like if you're in there all the time, I know what you're having and it's ready before you ask for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just how I am. But like certain ways I'll if I'm high flying, fucking high profile and like Ric Flair, I got money. I go order a drink. I'll tip you $5 on the first drink. You keep them coming, you'll get tipped more.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, it's a test of, like, how important is this to you? Because I will I will tip very goddamn well, dude. Mm-hmm. And if you get me drunk enough, it's likely you're going to get another 10 at the end of the night from me. Like,
we were getting, Josie and I went to Denver, and we were drinking at the hotel bar, like, all night one night. And the bartender was like, oh, here's some Breckenridge whiskey, like, free on the house. And that's, like, $8 a shot. Like,
yeah.
Well, there, especially. Yeah. And so, like, we were getting free drinks from him and stuff, and we were paying for drinks, too, and we were tipping well. And then she just, like, wrote, like, 20 on it and gave it to him. Actually, it was funny. I kept going to the bathroom, obviously, and above the urinal there's this painting, and it was of the street corner and then of the mountains behind it, and it was like the street that we were on, and I was like, that's a really cool painting, man. That's a really awesome. Dude comes back with the painting.
Really?
In frame. Wow. And gives it to me, and I was like, he's like, yeah, we're about to remodel, so you can take this. I was like, I have to fly home. He's like, just take it out. So we got to the next hotel, we rip open the package and stuff, and it's matted, so we can't even roll it up. So we just left it in the hotel as if we ripped the back of a painting off, so they're like, well, what were they, there's like a cocaine in here and shit.
Wow, so you can tip so much that you get free art.
Yeah, a pee-ridden urinal painting.
Urinal painting.
Yeah.
That makes me picture something else completely.
Fair.
All right, this is giving me an idea for an installation.
I thought you were going to say this is giving me a boner.
Pee painting.
Yeah, no, it's like you set up a urinal to where, like, your urine creates a design. But I don't know what you treat the urinal with to make that work.
Oh, you know, like those coffee mugs that you pour coffee in and it shows like dinosaur bones or something like that? You could do something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
They're both ceramic. That would work.
Oh, my God. I want a urinal that when you pee on it, it tells you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, trademark. There you go, Jeremy Shear.
I want that so bad. All right. Somebody get that done. TheHateFlow@gmail.com.
That'd be awesome, The Hate Flow.
If we ever own a comedy club, that's exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah. St. Vitus has all black urinals everywhere, like upside down crosses his handles and stuff like that.
Or just like, wash your dick.
Yes. Well, that's very important. I hate people that don't wash their dick.
Next week on, no.
Next week on Let the Hate Flow Through You, Dick Cheese.
Smegma.
Yeah. What are the excuses that people give you for not tipping?
Oh, I paid with the card. I'm like, you can write it on it. Yeah, I don't have that much left in there. I don't have any money. People also feel really bad when they give me change, and I'm
dude,
like,
it all spends.
Yeah, I was like, guess what? Someone else is going to count this at the end of the night. I'm not. You're good. Yeah, $10 in quarters, whatever. It's when they pay you in change, you're like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You're walking around to the next house. Like, shh, shh.
Yeah. My pants are like sagging so low because I have a fucking...
Your fucking pants are... What's up?
Getting like bruises on my knees and shit. Except I wear cargos, I guess. I don't know.
You're actually wearing JNCOs right now.
That's where I put my 2 liters when I get to the door.
Faygo 2. No,
yeah.
Faygo 3 liters.
Yeah. That's when you know someone's serious about smoking weed. When you see a graphy bong made out of a Faygo, you're like, okay, right on. In the trash can.
Like the Faygo 3 liters, like I don't know if you're like a Trailer Park Boys fan, but it's like instead of using a cup, like the bottom of a 2 liter like Ricky does, it's like a cereal bowl.
Yeah.
That's a Faygo 3 liter cereal bowl.
Oh, but yeah, I mean like you'll get like, it varies, honestly. Like, if people are like, oh, hey, I'll hit you back next time. I'm like, yeah, because I'll be the one coming back to you. That's for sure. There's not, like, 19
of us. No, and then you do, and they don't.
Yeah, I'll get you next time. I'm like, I wonder if you got the other... Did you order? I don't know. I can't read you.
Oh, dude, the worst is, like... I mean, this is a different thing with delivering, but... I mean, it can kind of apply, though, because, like, when people leave their kids at home, they're like, here's $20 for a pizza, and they order it, and then the little shit doesn't tip you.
Oh,
I'm like,
dude.
Oh, dude, I will come in that house and Michael Myers the shit out of you right now.
No, it's insane. When a kid, like, answers the door and it's a credit card, I'm like, oh. They're like, I'm like, who's signing for this? They're like, oh, I can. I'm like, well, I'm fucked. And it's like a huge house, too. Yeah. And I can see, like, the dad sitting in the chair just not, like, looking like he's just like, oh, I just want to tune out life anyways. And then, I get stiffed by some fucking snot-nosed kid. But, yeah, I mean, that or the kid has cash. And he looks at it, and there's, like, $25 there, and the order was, like $19.98.
Why did they
like,
give us more?
He's like, sick, I just made $5. I'm like, you bastard.
That's my fucking $5.
I hope you choke.
Yeah, man. It's, delivery has been around forever, so that was just something that I was taught as a kid. It's like, no, you tip the guy. You tip by saying, can I just have $2 back?
Yeah. That's,
totally.
Yeah.
That's how we always tip the delivery driver.
I actually delivered this kid today. I actually got tipped very well today, so it was like, I can't let the hay flow through me. People were very nice. This kid, like...
Get out.
Like, yeah. All right, see you guys later. Been a great episode. Sean's like, hell yeah.
11 minutes. Yeah.
So I give the kid the receipt. I'm like, who's going to sign for this? He's like, oh, I can. And he's like spelling his name like in all uppercases and shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. And I was like, do you know if you're supposed to tip or not? And that's the first time I've asked that. But I was just like, and he was like, yeah. And he gave me like $3 on like $50. I was like, ah, I mean, it's something. I can't bitch about that. I mean, like, and what's more insulting is when someone's like, keep the change. It's like 2 cents. I'm like, you sure you don't want it? You sure you don't need it?
Yeah, dude. One of the worst ones was, because the place I used to work at, we used to do catering orders too.
Yeah.
And I took a $450 catering order. Which is a lot of work because, I mean, dude, that's like 6 bags of food and they're all chock full. For and sure. Like, and it wasn't just pizza. It was other shit too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you gotta watch, make sure the juices fucking aren't getting everywhere or whatever. And this lady fucking signs it and like looks at it and she goes, oh, well, this is a company card. I don't know if I'm allowed to tip. And I was like, you fucking bitch.
Those are what those
like,
are for.
Dude, what I wanted to do was like all the food was sitting. Like, and they like purposely were like, oh, can you set this one here, this one here, this one here? God. I'm like, oh, dude, hopefully this will be like $40. I wanted to just walk out and fucking flip each thing as I fucking walked out.
In all honesty, dude, yeah, that's insane. And not only that, like the people at the shop too, they have to like prep all that shit. And then like you get like... If I get like a big order, like a $4 order, and get paid $40 for it, like I'll give them 20.
Yeah,
I'll be like, yeah, you did like all the work. I just like went up there and I was like, hey, can you sign this? All right, see you later.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
speaking of juices, this girl made one of our cheese sauces when we had macaroni and cheese with like 3 times the amount of water you're supposed to.
Oh.
And someone caught it, but they're like, well, I'm still gonna prep it because fuck it, right? And this lady was wearing a white shirt, gives the box of mac and cheese. And she gets in her car and goes like this. It dumps all over, like scalding hot, like mac and cheese water. Oh, rocked. She's called. I was like, yeah, a new worker did that. And the girl worked there for like 8 years. Just so dumb.
What a fucking idiot. What a fucking moron.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. But company cards, especially, man. Like when I go to Best Buy or something like that, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like they're paying with the company card. I'll get like $10 easy.
Yeah.
And there are certain people that'll be like, yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to tip on this. I'm like, it's Best Buy.
Yeah, dude, well, they
got some spare change.
The one place I used to take they used to get a catering order every, I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Friday, every fucking time. And like normally I worked that shift, I normally got to take it. Mm. It was like an easy $20.
Yeah, totally.
And like the one time I went there, and the people were always super fucking cool about it. And the one time I get there, I get this fucking dickhead salesman I'm a fucking salesman. It's like, who's like, oh yeah, I mean, do they normally tip you? Like just being a fucking cunt about it.
Yeah.
And like, if it wasn't 20, sometimes it was 30, sometimes 40. I was like, yeah, I was like, the minimum they usually do is 20. And he like looks at me, like scoffs at me like fucking like I said something wrong. And the manager who I kind of knew, you know, it was a dealership. And like she came in there, she's like, oh, hi, how's it going? And he was like, do you usually tip him $20? She was like, oh, no, just give him 40. And it was just like, I wanted to just fucking knock this dude's teeth down his throat. I'm like, you are so fucking lucky I'm in work clothes right now, dude.
You click the pen, you're like, can you sign
and
it,
it was
sir?
A Mercedes dealership,
wow,
dude.
That's insane.
Mercedes or Lexus, whatever.
Still.
Beyond my means.
Most definitely, yeah.
I was driving a Ford Taurus. They're like, you want us to work on this? Like,
that's awesome, too. I go to the car dealerships all the time. One Marhoffer, and they tip like a dollar, like on $50. I'm like, you're kidding, right? And she's taking it out of the register. I watch her, and she's like, and there's a dollar for you. I was like, yeah, fuck me. All right, I'll get in my broken-ass Hyundai and drive back. Thank you so much.
Do you get a delivery fee?
Well, all right, so they base it off mileage now. This is a huge thing, too. So when you hear someone say, like, okay, it's this plus, like, $2.99 for delivery, most places they're based off mileage, so the driver's not even getting that anymore. I get, like, 21 cents a mile, so, like, dick.
Yeah,
like,
that's
nothing.
Because most pizza places that deliver only go within a 6-mile radius.
For sure, and so that's what, yeah.
But, like, the place I worked at, it was a $2 delivery fee.
Mm-hmm.
they kept one and I kept one.
Yeah.
And I said, like, I brought this up to the fucking owner one time. I was like, what's that other dollar for you guys for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I was done anyway. I was fucking like, I was like, what do you get that other dollar for? And I was like, what that should be for, if you're going to take that other fucking dollar, is you should be in a pool for your fucking delivery drivers. When something goes wrong with their fucking car, you should fix it.
You know what's weird is that I heard that, like, they take it for insurance claims. So if you hit somebody on the road and they're liable for it, then they pay it out of that fund. But I doubt that.
I doubt that, too.
I think they just tell us that. And yeah, when they've brought in, because we used to get like, I think like $1.15 to $1.25 per delivery. And that was based on how high gas went. So like $4, you get $1.25. At $2, you're getting $1.15. Made no sense.
Yeah.
Like the extra 10 cents. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. and so like when they went to the other system, they're like, we're actually paying out drivers a lot more than they should be making. I'm like, well, but if you're taking a double now, then you're calculating that into the miles instead of getting $1.15 per delivery. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they also did it in the biggest area possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, you're driving out, like, singles all the time. Yeah, you're going to pay out a little bit more. But, yeah, I don't get paid anywhere near as much now. So, yeah, that doesn't count as the tip when you see the $2.99 extra.
Yeah, it's...
Because some people don't know that. They honestly, they're like, well, you get $2.99. I'm like, no, I'm getting 14 cents for this because you're 0.8 miles away.
Like, well, somebody asked me that once. They're like, do you get the $2? I was like, I'll be honest with you, I get a dollar of it. They're like, oh, that's fucked up. Like, yeah, the dude was just... Yeah. So he, like, signs, like, an $8 tip. I'm like, that's it. Man, dude. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, it's... I don't see where the no tipping culture comes into play.
Neither do I.
Because there are people I know that are just, they don't tip at all for anything. And they don't think they have to. And I'm not sure where that comes from.
I had a friend, came from a privileged family and stuff like that. He was actually at our band's house hanging out. And he gave the driver 20 on 19. And he was like, he was stoned. So he was like, wait, where? What? Oh, no. And he walked out and tapped on the dude's door and was like, can I get that dollar back?
Oh.
And I know him. I was like, you're a fuck. Like, yeah, you're a piece of shit. I was like, was the dude like mean or anything like that? He was like, oh, no, I just like needed that dollar. I was like, what are you going to get with a dollar? That's what I don't get either. Like, someone like, they'll hand me like 20 on like 14 and they'll be like, all right, yeah, I'll just need like $2 back. I'm like, well, wait, what are you going to do with $2? I mean, I don't get me wrong. I'm stoked with that tip, but like, it's just weird that like they have that. If I buy something for $13, I'll give the dude the 20. I'm like, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tip that big because it makes me feel weird.
Oh, really? Why?
You know, I don't want to tip over 50% on anything because, you know, then they'll expect it all the time. And I'm in situations often because I'm crazy where I am, you know, broke.
Yeah, totally.
So my tips will decrease accordingly. Like, you know, I used to tip $2 on every soda I got at Water Street. Now I tip $1.
Okay.
Because, you know,
that's what you can afford.
That's what I can afford.
I can't believe you tip on soda. That's wild. Do you tip on soda? You don't get soda. Never mind.
I mean,
not anymore.
I mean, I have to because, you know, that was my original. The only reason that I drank for like a couple of years was because I was supporting the venue that I was at.
Really?
So. Yeah, like, I didn't really get anything out of drinking.
He got drunk for art, Paul.
Yeah.
It was like
I'm supporting the local scene.
Yeah, it was like, I got to buy a beer because, you know, it's all comics here, and if we're not buying anything, then what's the point of fucking having us here, so I'm buying shit. But instead, I'm just like, you know what, fuck it, I'll tip on soda.
That's cool of you.
Because, you know, why not? Occasionally, they'll wave it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I've just get free sodas?
Yeah, I've had tips waved off before.
Hmm.
And mostly from people that I've known for years that knew me when I was a goddamn disgrace and was like...
I'll tell you, the people I don't want to tip, though, are the people who work at, like, the fucking House of Blues. Like, I do still, like, but when you're fucking charging me $9 for a PBR tall boy.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not your fault, but I also know you're making money and you're the first person I see, so I want to punch you.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And like, dude, I went and saw The Damned a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And every beer I bought, I tipped $2 on.
Really?
Which was because, and only because it was more expensive. Which makes no fucking sense because
you have like tipper's guilt.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, man. Like, I'm gonna look like an asshole if I only give him $1.
Yeah. I can't believe I just bought two beers for $20. Here's $4. I don't want to look like a cheap asshole. You're already spending money on like a whole case of beer for like nothing of it. I went to a Dave Matthews Band concert and
get
Blossom.
The fuck out of here.
You guys don't like DMV?
No. I like the Ants night. Marching song.
That's a great song. Yeah, everybody knows that. Anyways, go ahead.
I'm dissatisfied with this. I feel a certain kind of way about this right now.
I was going to talk about the beer, not so much the jam band. So I was in my sandals, and no, I went and grabbed...
They were Crocs, you lying sack of shit.
I don't know if Crocs were around back then. But I got two tall boys, and they were like $18. And I was like, can I have my $2 back? Yeah. I was like, that's insane. Yeah.
No, it's fucking ridiculous. Like that. Like, that's the kind of shit that it's just like... All right, so I mean, I understand it, but like I've done the math before simply for the fact that like I've toured with bands, I've like been around music forever, mm-hmm. and it's like I know where ticket price goes, and I know that bands have guarantees, so I know they're getting paid no matter fucking what. So it is on the people to tip the bartenders and make sure they're paid and shit.
Definitely.
However, why are you charging me $6 for a fucking $2 beer? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, it's just, it's a fucking cash grab, and it's price gouging, and they can do it, and they get away with it, and they have been for years.
Well, yeah, if you can't bring alcohol into a place, and they're the only one providing it, they can charge whatever the fuck they want for it, and people will pay. Like I said, $18 for two, like, Bud Lights. I was like, you're kidding.
Like, the people who, like, I mean, and I love the grog shop. Like, I for years, obviously, have gone there, and, but, like, I just don't understand the logic of certain prices. I'm just like, I don't get how...
Rent.
I mean, I get it, but dude, they're making fucking money hand over fist.
Look, it's Cleveland Heights, dude. The rent is more than you'd think. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying with a lot of those places. You were paying for the area that you're in, and Cleveland Heights is one of those places.
What's
like,
the Agora's excuse?
What's the Agora's excuse? They're cunts.
That's their Facebook bio.
Because we're cunts. Isn't it the people who... I mean, I get it, because isn't it the people who owned Peabody's own the Agora now?
Yeah.
Well, they're running the shows, for sure.
Yeah, but they can get away with it there because, you know, if you go to a concert venue, you expect to pay more.
Yes.
Oh, what I was going to say about the grog shop, though, is I don't get the people who, like, go there on nights where there isn't a show and, like, hang out and drink there.
Wait, I'm they're like, open when there's no shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can you afford to drink there?
That's
like,
insane.
What do you do for a living?
I saw MC Chris there, and yeah, there was a lot of... Is that another bad one? Sorry, guys.
No, okay, no, no. He did a Twin Peaks song and a fucking Boba Fett song. Dude's cool in my book. And like Smodcast.
Yeah, I was about to say, but yeah, the beers there were like pretty expensive, too. So, grog shops, I mean... At a concert venue, I kind of get it. Like you said, like they got to pay rent and stuff like that.
I'm
going
to continue
to
paying for it.
For sure, yeah. You're not going to not drink,
what are you
going
to do? Stay out.
Yeah, I can't wait to see
this sober.
The
fuck do I look like?
No, I have looked a bartender in the face and said, I'm not paying $3 for a Coke. You can go fuck yourself.
That's understandable. Like, and it's not even like good Coke. It's like through like the little...
No, it's not Coke. It's cola. Yeah. It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that is one instance where I did not tip. It was a place I was doing a show at, and they charged me $3 for a Coke. And I'm like, I'm performing for free, and you're charging me for... And your pitch to me is, but you get free refills.
Oh, you got a bottomless Coke?
Yeah, a bottomless Coke for three. Thanks.
I would pay $3 just to, like, take it and fucking throw it back at them.
I hadn't gone on yet, so I couldn't do that.
Good call, good call.
Yeah, you just sheer from the stage. Hey, I want to start off my show by this. And just fucking chuck the Coke back at the bar.
Soaking half the audience.
That is one thing I miss about not drinking, is being able to throw beer at people.
Really? Did you do that on often occasions?
Oh, yeah.
Like, cans?
Yeah.
Didn't you, when you and Clem used to heckle people, did you ever throw beer at people then?
Probably. We were drunk all the time, so I probably threw, like, fucking plastic cups of beer at people.
I can't wait to get drunk with Chris Clem.
Well, he's coming into town, so there's that. So, all right, let's get this down to brass tacks. Mm-hmm. Who do you think you're supposed to tip? We said bartenders, pizza delivery guys, servers. Who else are you supposed to tip?
Well, let's see. I mean, like, if a friend does my breaks, I'll usually pay him a little bit over, like what he does or something like that, or I'll hook him up like a six pack or something like that. Also, do you guys barter when you tip? You trade?
What do you mean?
Well, I've got like hits of weed or something like that. Like,
all right. You remember this? Fucking the night of Ryan's fucking roast. So I'm on, I get a Lyft driver on the way to, I think it was that night, on the way to LVT or whatever for Ryan DePerner's roast. And I'm talking to this dude was the cool, one of the coolest Lyft drivers I've ever had. He used to be
I was the second coolest person you knew. I was like,
yeah. No, he used to be a paleontologist.
Wow.
And like, he's like,
yeah, where did life go for him?
Well, no,
he found all the bones.
No, dude, he was like, oh, I got tired of living in hotels and I made a lot of money, but I'm about to marry a lawyer and she's going to make a fuck ton of money. Cool. So like, dude just had a really cool story and he just kind of started talking about weed.
Yeah.
And I had edibles on me, hard candy. So it was nice. Like, I didn't have to like give him like a fucking brownie that's going to smush or something.
Right.
So I just kind of like, I tested the waters because I didn't have cash to tip him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so you partake? He's like, yeah. I was like, hey, I could tip you in some of that. And he was like, oh, he's like, I don't really have anything to smoke it in. Or I was like, no, an edible. He's like, oh, that would be fantastic. And so it was like, that was like one of the coolest. Like, I do barter.
Crash his car same night.
Yeah, not my problem.
Yeah,
my fault, but not my problem.
I've tipped tattoo artists with mushrooms before.
Right on.
Yeah, tattoo artists, another person you're supposed to tip that a lot of people.
Yes,
don't.
Definitely. That is very true.
You have
true.
To tip them. Yeah.
Well, and not only that, like, if you tip well, they'll, like, start, like, I've noticed with some of my artists.
The scale goes down.
Yeah, for sure. They'll be like, well, I know he tips well, so yeah, we'll do this. I had one artist that called into a shop. He doesn't work there anymore, so I think I'm all right to say this. He was like, hey, it's, like, a piece that's, like, about, like, $200. I'm going to charge, like $130 for it. They're like, all right, we'll come in on your day off, and you can't take any of the cut for it. And he was like, well, I'm doing it for $75 then, and hung up the phone.
Yeah.
So I got the $200 tattoo for like $75. I was like, that's cool. I tipped him like 100% on it.
Then. Yeah.
I was like,
oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I was going to pay this anyways. Do you guys tip per hour or do you tip on price for tattoo?
I probably just price. I mean, it just depends. I mean, because my cousin does a lot of my shit. So I was like, I'll always, like, I've tried to tip him more before. Mm-hmm. And he's like, dude, just give me 20. He's like, I feel bad. And like, I already get tattoos at a fucking discount from him.
Yeah.
It's like, so I'm just always like, here, just take this. But like, I got this one, dude, this tiny little one. I was in Colorado and dude charged us 80 for each of them. Because me and my buddy got matching ones. It's like,
was that the minimum?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was kind of, but he did it last minute. Like, okay. So he got paid $160 to do these two tattoos, and then we each tipped him 20. And I was like, in retrospect, I was like, I shouldn't have done that. Because when we gave him the $160, he just put it in his pocket. He was leaving for a vacation.
Gotcha.
So it was like, he was just doing it last minute to make mm-hmm. some extra scratch. And the dude, it was, which is fine. He's a great fucking artist. But I was like, he got paid. He got paid $200 for an hour's worth of work.
That's good money there.
Yeah, shit, right?
I usually tip like 20 an hour. That's what I try to go with.
So going back to Shear's question, though. Who tip? All right, so
we got tattoo
artists.
Yeah. You guys do gas station attendants?
We don't have gas station attendants.
What, you just like serve yourself with? No, I'm saying like the person that, like, drive through.
What?
A drive through? Like when you go through a drive through?
Fuck no.
Okay, either way.
No,
I know some people that do.
You're grabbing me a 12 pack that you're overcharging me for. No.
But have you seen the motherfuckers that are like, hey, can I get 3 Polar Pops, one with crushed ice, one with like regular ice? And you're like, I hope they tip, and they definitely don't, you know?
No.
If you have like a special order, I could kind of see that.
Yeah,
what about you,
sure, but.
You tip the drive through?
No, I never tip the drive through.
Okay. What about when you go to pick up like a pie or something like that? Do you tip then?
No, I don't tip on carry out.
No.
Yeah, either do I, but I know other, if it's my friend working, I will tip then, but normally I don't.
Yeah.
No. I mean,
dude, you're getting paid.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand, but you're working. You're doing your fucking job, man. Like, it's not implied that you're supposed to tip those people.
Very true.
Like, if it's implied, I'm going to tip. Like, here's another one. I went and saw Iron Maiden last year with my godfather. My godfather's fucking loaded. He tips everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking insane. We walk into a restaurant. He hands the fucking dude who... It's like the fucking Goodfellas shit. Like, he hands the guy...
The host?
Who seats, oh, yeah. $20.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes 40.
Did he check his coat?
No.
Are you trying to tell me you're part Guinea?
No, he's Greek.
Okay.
No, but so... the one time... So we went up to the Motor City Casino... Fucking beautiful hotel. It was amazing, which you're not allowed to bring your own beer into because of the casino. It was like, this room is fucking $200 a night. I'll bring fucking cocaine and strippers back if I want to.
Yeah.
And so, and we're in Detroit. Like, who gives a fuck?
True.
And so anyway, like we get in there and like, there's the guy who, the bellhop,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, oh, I'll help you guys find your rooms. And like my godfather tips this dude like $50.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wait a second. That doesn't make any fucking sense. I could have found the room my fucking self. There's numbers everywhere to help me do so. Yeah. And he tips him $50. I'm like, I guess if you got money to throw away, fucking cool, but...
Yeah, definitely. And if I don't know if I'd be... That's insanely generous, but I mean, that is cool of him to do, and I'm sure that dude doesn't get tipped well often if he doesn't.
No,
well.
I'm
Some
sure
people try to unpack your bags, too, and stuff like that. That's kind of weird to me. Like, not only is it invasive, but it feels like... It's like that person that comes up to your car and starts spraying it already, and they're already washing the window.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. Like,
no, like somebody unpacking your bag is like, oh, don't mind that unmarked bottle of miscellaneous pills. I'd like, I hope you don't tell somebody.
Those are really big Advil.
So, you know, bellhops you're supposed to tip. Like, yes. I get that. What about the maids?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, for definitely. Sure, yeah. Dude, they have to fucking put up with so much shit. I feel bad for those people.
Then again, now that I think about it, I don't know if I've like, because usually most of the traveling that I've done in the past has been with family, so I've never had to like think about that. But I did just stay at a hotel not like recently. Didn't even think about to like leave any money like on the counter or anything. Like, is that what you do?
Yeah, you leave it by like the TV or something.
Damn.
Like, yeah.
And we had that picture in there, the ripped up picture.
Dude, honestly, I'd say the rate of people who do that is probably much lower than you think it is.
I will definitely make a conscious effort to do that because that is a fucked up job. That has to suck so badly.
Can you imagine the shit they find, dude?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the shit you find after they clean sometimes, too. If they're
bed. Well, yeah, and if it's a dirty hotel, I ain't fucking tipping you. You didn't clean my goddamn room.
Yeah, Econo Lodge for $33 a night. I don't know if I'm going to be like, here's five, I guess.
No, that's...
I think you had bed bugs.
I think I have bed bugs now.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man. Look, I have only had to stay at a hotel, like, once in the past couple of years, and it was because my car couldn't make it home. And, like, I spent about 2 hours going over every nook and cranny of the hotel room with my phone.
Before he came everywhere.
Yeah. This has to be all mine.
You know, it was just like, are there bugs? Are there bugs? Are there bugs? I was freaking the fuck
out. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, like, I mean, I walk into a hotel and I'll be like, looks all right. I just hop on the bed. Some people are like, no, take that off, take that off. I'm like,
no,
I mean, everything's fair game.
If it's
here.
A nice hotel, I feel safe most times.
Yeah.
But another horror story is I was down, my cousin Joe, I don't know if you've ever heard of Old School Cinema. He does a bunch of like the horror convention massacre shit. He does, he makes horror movies. And he was setting up a table at this horror con down. I got to meet fucking Tyler Mane, who played what's it, Sabretooth, and fucking Michael Myers and Roger Corman. I got to meet. Wow. It was cool, you know, it was a good time. But the hotel that they threw it in was like this old hotel that you could tell they fucking reopened for this thing. Jeez. And like, dude, we got into the room and like we saw bugs on the floor like immediately. So we're like, hey, we need another fucking room. This was the first night. And so after the first night, we all wake up the next day and we're like fucking itching. And so like I threw a fucking hissy fit, dude. I was like, we want our fucking money back. And like, you know me, I'm not putting up with anybody's bullshit.
Yeah,
we got our fucking money back. And we went to the hotel next door, which like it was an Embassy Suites. And we told them what happened. So they comped half the price of the room.
For another hotel?
Yeah. No, they were they were super fucking cool. Like the people next door were super fucking cool. That story though... I'll tell you the whole story sometime. It was fucking insanity that weekend. I got drunk with a guy who was on Babylon 5 for like 2 seasons. He's British, and I hung out with him like all weekend and didn't sleep. But that's a whole day. I drank hooch out of a fucking gasoline can. It was amazing.
Oh.
I'll tell you, dude, that's a story for another time.
Right on.
But yeah, like those people, I don't think that hotel had maids.
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously, with all the bugs and stuff. But yeah, let's see. Who else should you tip? Taxi drivers, obviously, you do that
without a doubt.
And like, so like with Lyft and Uber being a thing, I think on Lyft you can tip on your car.
You can tip on the app.
Uber, you can't. So if you don't have cash, obviously you gave edibles. Now do you hop in an Uber knowing that you don't have cash and you're just like, and the person's always trying to talk to you and like hang out. We had this one Uber driver that's like, so where are you guys from? Blah blah blah. You know, like this and that. And then he's like, yeah, this dude just gave me this weird mix CD. It's like this techno stuff. I've been blasting. It's really fun to listen to. And he's like, do you mind if I turn it on? We're like, yeah, go for it, dude. So he has it like up lightly.
It's just Sandstorm on repeat.
Yeah. And we're driving and he's like, I got a pretty like, I mean like the car is like a decent system. It's not like anything cool, but I mean like it's pretty loud. You guys like want to check it out? And Joseph
No!
Looked at each other and I was like, and he was like, do you want to hear it? And I was like, I'm good. I'm all right, man. He was like, all right, cool.
Oh, because I was going to say, like, I would imagine you'd be like, I guess. And I can imagine Josie being like, fuck off, dude.
No, I looked at her like, are you going to fucking tell him no? Because this is fucking weird.
She's like, this one's on you,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, she just looked at me like, you know, and I was like, no, thank you, sir. We don't want to hear your
Paul, be a dick.
Yeah. Do this for me.
Let me call my buddy Sean. He'll tell you no.
I generally don't tip Uber and Lyft.
Really?
Only because I'm usually not the one getting it because okay. I don't have plastic money. So it's like
you have no credit cards or debit cards or anything?
Nothing.
No, it's gonna change soon.
About to say, do you have a bank account?
It's gonna change in the next week.
Oh, but, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. It'll have been changed by now. Look, Mike Calhoun's been texting me every day. This is your daily reminder to get your shit together. I'm your mom now. So,
Jeremy Paper Money Shear.
What's your middle name?
Someone get the papers.
Somebody tried to pay me with a fucking check the other day. I was like, are you god fucking kidding me?
I have to go to Walmart?
I have to co-sign this to somebody.
Yeah, you have to because Walmart won't
or
cash
endorse
your...
endorse it, I believe is what it's called.
Yeah, you have to endorse it like pay to the order of Anthony Savette, which is generally what I do now. But
he just took the money and bought beer with it?
No, he's...
Where'd you get all that Pabst?
Oh,
no.
Oh, I paid for it.
Your double wizard status?
Walmart won't cash checks that are not pre-printed.
Yeah.
So,
payroll
checks, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. I got a government check, but because they hand wrote the amount, Walmart wouldn't cash it.
It was Whoa. Donald Trump.
No, it was that prison show I did last year.
Oh, right on. You just got paid for that?
No, it's we got the checks like before we went up.
Oh, okay. I thought you said this happened in like the last week. I was like,
you do that with Dwayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told us about the Mansfield one.
That was cool. I was super pissed as I went to the Walmart and they were like, we can't cash this. I'm like, it's from a fucking prison. Like,
you really? I guarantee you cash these all the time.
Yeah, but. So I had to sign it over to Anthony. No, there was a show I did at a venue that I won't name, but they pay by check.
But no, like Lyft, like I at first I didn't. I do more now, like even if it's just a buck, but like if I've actually had some really cool Lyft drivers in like the past 2 weeks, I'll tip them like $2. Like if I really like the dude and I have the money, I'm like, all right, here's $5. You were fucking cool.
I about to say, yeah, I think I tipped every driver $5. One of them didn't talk to us at all. And so I was like,
can I give you 10? Is that an option?
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Yeah, that was nice. Well, a lot of people were like, so you're not from around here. I'll take a longer way. I don't know if they're getting paid for that.
No, but once if Uber might be different, but if Lyft gives you a price, because Lyft has pre-price now, where you can see how much you're going to pay for the ride.
So does Uber, yeah.
Yeah, and it's even if it reroutes, I think that's what you pay.
Okay, cool. So I wonder if they get, but they get more gas mileage or something like that. I don't know. Either way, so like they're showing us sites and stuff like, hey, go here, like don't go here, like shit like that. So that was cool of them to do. So yeah, I threw them $5.
Yeah,
I didn't know like the proper etiquette to tip though, like for that type of thing. Never been in an Uber.
Well, and it's kind of like the Wild West now. Like nobody really. I mean, it's only been around a few years. So.
Yes, definitely.
So I mean,
well, it's just the same as a taxi.
Yes.
No, it's not because they don't fucking price gouge you like taxis do.
That's true. Yeah, Lyfts were really cheap. We went to Mile High Comics, which was like 5 miles away in a shitty fucking like drive too, and it was like $7. It was wild.
Yeah, I that's why I love, you know, because dude, like the last time I was in a cab was when me and Devin took our day trip to New York last year, and at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm on lots of different substances, this fucking driver's driving around for like ever. Cause we caught a cab with these two other people who were hooking up and we ended up going back to their hotel room. No, we did not hook up with them.
Oh, I was like, wow.
And no, she was British and he was Brazilian. They were cool as fuck. but like, dude, and me at like, I get stuck up with this fucking driver. I'm in the front. And no, it was the fucking worst. Who doesn't speak any fucking English? And it's just like, I'm trying to tell him where to go. I haven't been to New York in years. It was a shit show. And I was like, I'm never taking a fucking cab again.
You were giving him directions?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, I always thought that was weird too. Like when we get in the Lyft car, like I'm like, do I go in the front seat? Do we both go in the back?
If the dude is whoever, well, no, if it's a girl, I'll never sit in the front seat. I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
A dude, though, like, if I can tell they're going to be fucking cool, and, like, the guy I had yesterday, cool as fuck. He like opened the front door. He's like, get in, man. You want to smoke cigarette? You smoke cigarettes? I'm going to smoke. Do you mind? Like, he was fucking cool as shit. I'm like, I like this guy. We're going to have fun. But
I get iffy about other people driving me around, too. It just drives me nuts.
You like to be in control of the car, is that why?
Yes. Yeah. I like to be in control of the car. I don't like being...
I can't be trusted with that.
The law has proven it.
Yeah. And I like being able to smoke cigarettes and when I drive because, you know, I'm a maniac. I smoke 2 packs a day. So.
Whew, jeez.
Yeah. So it's like the whole getting a taxi, getting an Uber thing, like always irritates me.
Who? All right. So who else are you supposed to tip?
I'm trying to think, man. I feel like we covered a lot of them. What about you guys? What do you guys think?
Barber.
Oh yeah. I always. Oh yeah. Yeah. But I.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you. Yeah. Give yourself $5. Yeah. Like, thank you.
Thank you. One pocket into the other.
You're talking the mirror.
Here's a tip for you. Lose some weight,
fatty.
Yeah, I've gotten that a few times. Like someone like making a smart ass comment like that. They're like, here's a tip. You should soap your ears and like, you know, actually get a career. I was like, thanks, man. Mm. Like, and you can't say shit. And like, then, yeah, they stiff me. There's other people that'll be like, oh, hey, stay warm. And it'll be like, you know, like 3 degrees outside, like a blizzard. And I look down and it's like crossed out. It's not even like I might have forgotten to.
No, the people like the
they toll it out with zeros. I'm like, yeah, I understand like, you fucking hate me. I get it.
But dude, like what people don't under the point of all this is don't fuck with the people who make or give you your food. Because if I'm a delivery driver, I'm not saying I'm going to do anything. I'm not saying I have ever done anything. But the fucking thought's there. Yeah. Like, if you're a fucking asshole, I'm like, dude, I could come, I'd be a teenager and egg your house. I could be an arsonist. Like, you don't fucking know. And I, if I get mad about something, there's not, you don't know what I'm going to do. Like, it could be, I could do nothing, or you're fucking, somebody's getting tied up and thrown in my trunk. Like,
could you imagine looking at your house on fire your whole life? It's because you didn't tip a dude $3.
I should have tipped that guy.
Like, fucking, like, damn.
Damn, that pizza cost me about $40,000. Yeah. Shit.
I'll end your life. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah, but barbers, I definitely tip. Like, when I get my hair cut, I think it's like $13. I always just hand 20. But I know the person, too.
Yeah.
She always
yeah.
gets me in. I never have to call there. I can just text her, and she'll get me in and stuff like that.
Yeah, I try to tip $5 on a haircut. I get my beard done, too.
Oh, nice. No, get lined up.
It's I just like having a lady touch my face.
It's $5.
Merch people.
Yeah, I've never tipped a merch person. And I'm sorry because you are a merch person. Do you get tipped a lot?
I have to. If it's a band I like and like that's a person I see, like Heather from fucking the girl who did Alkaline Trio shit for years, always, no matter what. Like, I mean, because we're, you know, on the surface friends, you know? So
now
like,
you're paying, what, $25 a shirt?
For them, no. They used, like, when I was younger, they were 15, then they went up to 20. They don't gouge. They might now. They did charge $10 for a koozie a few years ago, but it's pretty cool.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah, but people don't even actually use koozies.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people I know that use koozies.
Wow. We sold them as under Dead Sky, and we sold them for like $2, I think.
I got to get you an El Hordano. Fucking koozie.
You have your own koozies?
Well, yeah.
From the roast.
That's rad. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got... I've got a Joe McCormick koozie. It says, inbox me your tits.
I see. I love koozies because it's like... Especially because I use them, like, because if the person, like, who... whatever the idea came from, if they're funny... Like, there's this band, I forget what they're fucking called, from North Carolina that I got one of their koozies that says, tuck in your boner when you're talking to Jesus boy. And, like, wow. I'm like, this is an amazing koozie. That has to be bought. Like, I'm like, everybody should have these.
That says something at a family reunion.
Oh, dude.
That's mostly when I saw koozies is when I was hanging out with my ex's family.
Yeah.
Like, they all had koozies. And I was wondering if it was, like, an old person thing. Like, oh, this bottle is too cold for me to hold.
No, it's about keeping your beer cold.
Like that. Or it gets slick from the perspiration.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, but like, dude, it like when you're holding, if you're holding your natural body heat, if you're holding something that long, is gonna. Sure. And I fucking don't like drinking swill. I like cold fucking beer. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Well, especially this shit that we drink too.
There you go, Sean. If you're still listening,
I am America. He probably again he wasn't listening to begin with.
I don't know. So merch people, I have. Do you tip merch people?
There are some times where I don't fucking pay merch people.
Oh, right. I mean, on. I steal.
No, it's, I mean, in terms of like when I'm running shit, like I'll try to pay like my people, but you know, if I'm in a situation where, oh, we made $10, there's no guarantee.
Yeah.
So like, but you know, if you're running merch, like, you know, the trip out shouldn't be, you know, your only payment. So it's never crossed my mind to tip them.
But see, I think we've only taken merch people a few times back in Under Dead Sky. We don't take them at all with Leota because we try to keep it as less people as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the right way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, we've taken photographers and stuff, but I think TR usually pays them out of our, like, what we make and stuff like that. We'll give them a little cut. Or they charge a certain amount to come with us.
Yeah.
Or they want exposure and we'll give them that. Yeah. But either way, but we usually got them meals and they would have a place to stay. So they wouldn't spend money. If they wanted to drink, I mean, I'm not going to pay someone's bar tab.
Right.
Because that's dangerous.
No, I learned my lesson my first year of comedy. Like, don't offer to do that.
Yeah, someone's like, sweet, thank you.
Yeah, no, I had the first show I ever booked Chad Zumach on. He drank like 90% of the bar tab that got for every comic on the show. I was like, fuck. So, yeah, you can't get... And then, like, I would do that too. Like, you know... So I did my first show in Youngstown. They were like, just put everything on Allegheny Shane, whatever you need. And I'm like, all right. So like 10 double scotch and sodas later, he's got a shit show because not only am I doing that, Justin Cash and I are doing pills in the bathroom.
How was your set?
Terrible.
Oh, okay.
Terrible. But I've only done well in Youngstown a couple of times, so they don't like me out there.
Dude, who cares? It's fucking Youngstown.
Yeah, you say that, but I still want to do well. Like, I'm not, like,
right,
going
no,
out...
Right, I get that.
But... I'm not going out there to get, like, jacked off by the other comics and fucking, like, you know, pretend I'm big shit because I'm doing 30 minutes and they're giving me $20 for it. Like, you know, it's...
Not even a dollar a minute.
No, it's not, but, you know... It's...
Almost. He's getting there.
You know, for the most part, when I go out to Youngstown, someone else is driving so that I don't have to, and, you know, it's just, I get to work out a longer set, and, it's every single fucking time I go there, they look at me like I'm crazy.
who else did we tip? I think we covered, like, all of them.
I
don't think there's any other ones.
Yeah.
Someone's probably motherfucker.
Food service, yeah. Tattoo artists, hairdressers, hotel employees. Cab drivers, Lyft, Uber, etc.
That's why I hate going to Jersey. You can't pump your own fucking gas.
That's a weird thing too. Yeah, I did not like that at all. Someone's like yelling at you.
You're
like,
same thing in Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Jersey was the only one.
No, Oregon's also like that.
Wow.
It's so stupid.
I drove up to Oregon to smoke cigarettes in an IHOP when I lived in. I lived in California.
Oh, okay. And from here, I was like, damn, dude, that's insane.
No, I had to get gas, and I got out of the car, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm pumping gas. And they're like, you can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not in New Jersey.
I'm
like,
literally doing it.
So that was weird, but.
Do you tip those guys?
No.
Okay.
What about places like a donut place, like where they have like a tip jar?
Oh, that's another thing.
Okay.
Coffee shop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tip your coffee people.
Yeah.
Unless it's like Dunkin' Donuts. I mean,
what about Starbucks?
Fuck, I won't go into Starbucks.
I'm about to say, yeah, pay $7 for a coffee. Yeah. I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
Cool, I just paid your kid's college tuition. Yeah. How's that $14.55 an hour treating you? Well, fuck yourself.
They get paid $14.55 an hour?
They used to. They don't anymore.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't tip at Starbucks because...
I don't go to Starbucks.
Local stuff, I feel like, yeah, that's like better to do. If they have a tip jar, like you got an extra buck or two, throw it in there. Yeah.
Well, I used to do shows at coffee shop too, and it was another one of those things. Like at the end of the night, they pay me out, and I'm like, whoosh, throwing like part of the money into the tip jar.
Yeah.
Like, you know, thanks for taking care of me.
And letting you like perform and shit like that too. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, when you're at a bar performing, that's like a huge thing, is to take care of the bartenders.
Grocery people.
The baggers?
Yeah. I've
never done it.
I mean, it's kind of like an old school thing, but like where they bag it for you and take it out to the car for you. Like, I think that used to be like an implied, but they're not supposed to accept tips anymore.
Really?
Yeah. No. I think like most commercial places anyway,
that
which
was
is pretty
my
much
first
what's left.
Job and
bag boy?
Yeah, that was my first over-the-table job, was union bag boy.
Hmm.
And we were instructed not to take tips.
But... Well, when I worked at Lowe's, I was like a sales specialist, but like, and I made good money doing that. But like when I like my customers, like when I tell them to take shit out to the car, like some dude, the one time the dude handed me like $40, I was like, sir, I'm not supposed to take that. He's like, well, what the fuck am I going to do with it? Take it. And I'm like, all right.
You're like, you could spend it on anything else.
Like, all right, dude, have fun with that fucking $14,000 bath remodel that I just made a shit ton of commission on. So,
yeah, I mean, like, I guess like if someone's like taking out your TV and stuff like that, I guess that would be something that you tip on, but at the same, I don't know. That's
dude,
a
like
weird
in a
40-year-old
version when they take and they keep dropping that fucking TV and they get it in that lady's car finally.
Yeah,
and she goes and hands him a tip and he just takes it and puts it in his pocket. Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
that shit's great.
I've never tipped a person that helped me.
They
out
pack
like
these things so good.
Yeah, you literally hear glass shattering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never had to have somebody help me out to my car with anything.
So. What about layaway people? Now I'm just gonna make shit up.
All right. So who are some people that don't get tipped that should get tipped?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
Well, I brought up the gas station attendant, the person that has to deal with all those motherfuckers like wanting shit and stuff like that. I don't know though. That's a weird one. But, like, you are running around, but at the same time, I guess you'd. Well, all right. So you're a clerk at a gas station, and you just all you do is like, you know, cigarettes and you ring up shit. That's all you, or lottery.
Yeah.
Now you're the runner. I mean, like, they're doing a little bit more. Maybe they're fast. Maybe hook them up with a buck or two. I don't, so I don't know why I'm arguing this point.
Right, right.
I mean, do you tip a drive-through at a Burger King?
No.
Fuck no.
So why would you tip a drive-through at a gas station?
That sounds logic. All right.
That's just the way I feel about it.
That's fair.
Who else should be tipped that's not?
Comedians.
Well, comedians should be paid.
If there's a tip jar, please use it.
Yeah, we do our quote unquote tip jar at like the basement comedy shows and stuff like that, and that has paid for like everyone that's came through, which is nice.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's but like shit like that though, it's different because yeah. It's a community effort.
That's like
and
a donation.
Like, yeah, and yeah. Like people, the one thing that pisses me off though is like when people are like, and shows that I, like my friends booked, like I just hate on flyer when it's like, when it says like donation $5, like. All right, you can't make a mandatory donation. Like, you cannot do that.
Right.
That's charging
$5. Yeah.
Like, you cannot say it's a donation.
Or they say suggested $5. Yeah. And sometimes you can talk like, oh, I only have $3. So like,
yeah, no,
like
and nor if you're fucking cool about it, like, 9 times out of 10, people are going to be fucking cool. But if you walk in there like an asshole, like, I'm not paying for this, it's a house show. Cool. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, though a Kling thing had a problem with that. People were bringing in 30 racks of PBR and not donating any money. They're like, so if you have money for beer, then you can throw in the donation. Yeah. So that's like one of the things. Or share.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, there's I did Tower 2012 a few times, and that was always a thing. Was like people would not donate to the show, but then they'd want some of my 30 rack, and I'm like, no.
I paid for it and entertained you.
A lot of the suggested donations or like mandatory donations for house shows, it's so that they can say that they're not charging. So they get that
loophole.
That's
a loophole.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's like they are saying, like, we do need to charge, but like, we can't say it for legality reasons, basically. Yeah.
Well, just don't be stupid and get fucking caught. I mean, with how many times like cops have showed up at house shows and stuff, it's just like, if you're fucking cool and you're not doing anything illicit in front of them, they're going to leave you the fuck alone.
Yeah, just don't be assholes.
Like, and I'm like, I'm not a fan of cops most of the time, but like, I've always been one of the dudes to like to go out and deal with it. And you know what? It's just like, treat them with fucking respect. Tell them what's going on. Half time, they're going to be like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, and totally. It's like, because they know you're not fucking doing anything stupid. Like, I'm sure they all know, oh, they're probably smoking fucking weed in there.
Yeah.
You know, but like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, they don't really care that much. As long as like it's the noise ordinance or something like that, someone complaining, yeah, they'll come through. Should you tip cops? No, I'm kidding.
I was actually just about to bring that
up. Don't shoot people, asshole.
Here's a tip. Go fuck yourself, man.
This one dude, I delivered to him, and he's this like giant white guy, and he's wearing like the tight tank tops. You know what I'm saying?
Are you describing me right
now? Yes, he was bald, but he had a shirt of like tattoos, like his whole chest, whole arms, and they definitely looked like prison-ish tattoos or something like that. And he was like, hey, man, I don't got a tip, but do you want to buy some hydro? And I was like, you know, I was like 18, and I was like, delivering pizzas is so cool. I'm getting weed. And so he's like, yeah, come on in, man. I'm like, all right, cool. And I step in and he shuts the door and locks it. And I was like, oh, this is where I die. And he goes in this other room and this other dude walks out and he's like, what the fuck is he doing in here? What the fuck? He's like, I'm just going to sell him some fucking weed. Don't worry about it. And they're like having this weird argument back and forth. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm like looking for an exit route.
Freeze!
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a cop. You're busted, motherfucker. And so the dude comes back and he's like, all right, give me the $5. And I was like, all right, can I have the money for the food first? And he's like, yeah, here you go. Didn't tip. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And I gave him the $5. And he gave me a rolled up piece of, like, well, he gave me a cigarette, empty cigarette pack. And in that was rolled up newspaper, and in that was blunt guts.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I got taken for $5, but I was like, I left with my life. I don't care. Like, I was like, yeah, that's fine by me. You can have the $5.
What a cocksucker.
Yeah, it was wild. That shit's kind of scary. I mean, like, you get into, like, certain areas and stuff like that. That's another reason why, like, when you get to, like, bad areas and then you get to good areas, like, some people in bad areas tip really well because they understand the struggle. Yeah. More so than fucking rich people. I go to, like, Pam B. Farms' place, and, like, it's, like, $500,000 homes. And they're like, here's a dollar. Thank you for our $30 worth of food. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I hope you get hit in the face with a fucking golf club. Like someone from, because it's like right next to Rose's Run, which is like a golf course. Like they drive through that shit.
Well, like, you know, I don't live in a good neighborhood, but it's like, I love like when I do get delivery from somewhere that does fucking deliver, which tends to be the Chinese place that I really like, or one pizza place that I'll get from in my area. And like when they show up and I'm sure they're thinking like, fuck man, like he's not going to tip me. I always fucking, I'm like, always just like, here you go, man.
Because
I've done it before.
I'm about to say, living in Akron and stuff like that, driver comes up to your door, they're like, I fucking hate my life. I've been stiffed the entire night. All I'm getting is like the little money that I'm getting for like getting paid and also like the mileage. And I'm like, yeah, here's $7. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, that's fine. And he's like, okay, cool. Thanks, man. I'm like, oh yeah. Just remember that next time and just be a little quicker, please.
Yeah.
Because I know you're like, Euro driver's like 30 feet down the road. Not that close, but it was like maybe 0.3 miles. And they'd be like, yeah, delivery time's like an hour and 50 minutes.
I'm the last time I ever ordered from Happy's Pizza, which is about a half mile from my place.
Yeah.
They told me 45 minutes. It was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. And I was like, all right, 45 minutes, no big deal.
Yeah.
Dude showed up 2 hours later. My pizza was fucking cold. The cheese was like already congealed.
Yep.
And I was just like, I still tipped the dude. I understand it's not his fault.
Right, totally.
It's not his fault. But I was just like, never fucking again, dude. And I'm not the kind of person who's like going to call corporate and complain. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, I'm not that fucking, I'm not a cunt. So.
Someone came in the other day and they're like, what's your corporate number? And they gave it to you. They're like, yeah, I just saw a friend of mine bitching about like their job at the place that you work at. And I just wanted to, I think that that's rude to do online. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, just don't mention our shop. That's fine. Yeah, do whatever you want. That's a weird fucking hill to die on though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, weird hills to die on, and if you're on the I don't think I have to tip hill, then
die on it. Yeah, fuck yeah,
please die.
I'll dig the fucking hole for you.
And the other thing, I mean, like, if you're there and like something does go wrong, don't blame the person that's waiting on you or doing that sort of shit. They deal with a ton of dickheads. I mean, like, just ask them nicely. They'll probably fix it. They'll probably comp you if you're nice. Like, that's a huge thing too. Just be courteous to people. Just be kind.
Yeah.
Let the hate flow through you.
Yeah. This is very hateful. All right. We got to start doing the shout-outs. Thanks, Pete Milk at Milky Way Recordings. We're here each and every week. It's homie for homies here. That's why we like it. And Sam Holmes, she did our logo. You can find her on the Instagram. It's at Sam Holmes. That's homes like you live in, not homes like you hang with. And then our sponsors, Chad Weaver. Boy Genius Chad Weaver, Chris Clem, who has the Chris Clem's Cavs Cast on the Lousy Weather Media Network, and Britt Fox, songwriter. Those commercials should be up by now, so by the time this posts. And then, of course, the Lousy Weather Media Network sponsors Rain Clothing and Aqueduct Brewing Company, which by the time this posts, I should have popped in there to Sarah Jones is starting to run things there again.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I like Sarah, so... I want to support what she's doing. And don't forget the Patreon, patreon.com/dirtyshear. If you want to read my blogs, that's the only place they're going to be. Minimum donation, $1 a month, and you can see them. And more importantly, for $20 a month, $20 a month, we will not mention your name on this podcast. Now, we just did an episode about people who don't tip. That is what you've been listening to. If you happen to want to put somebody on blast for that, thehateflow@gmail.com. Quite frankly, you can't sue us for libel with that because...
we're not saying it.
You know, we're just we're publishing information that we've received. And, you know, if you didn't tip, it's libel as if it didn't happen. So we'll start a list. I don't give a shit. You want to stay off the list, give me $20 a month. Otherwise, you can go fuck yourself, you cheap piece of shit. Paul, thank you so much for coming on the program this
week. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Glad to have you. All right, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates people who don't tip as much as Paul Wolf.
No, there's another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me loving angels. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep my bruise and my brain. Hands under the punches.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.